You've already made a lot of progress this week, and today it's time for you to start taking back your life. After you accept your anxiety, run towards it, and become excited by it, you get to live out the benefits. You get to practice engaging with what's around you without letting anxiety control your decisions. Stop letting anxiety get in the way of your life. So often anxiety has demanded your attention. It has taken you away from the things in your life that are important. It has distracted you and held you back. Your goal is to begin engaging with life just as you would if anxiety were not present. Here's an important reminder. Recovering from anxiety doesn't mean the nervous energy will completely go away. You will still have anxious thoughts. You will still have uncomfortable physical sensations. The difference is that once you recover, you won't be bothered by these thoughts and feelings anymore. Your goal is to continue on with life, even as the nervous energy remains. To help you with this, here's a statement you can use the next time you feel anxiety building up. Say to yourself, "Whatever, I accept and allow this anxious feeling. I'm excited by it as I engage with what's in front of me." So one more time, "Whatever, I accept and allow this anxious feeling. I'm excited by it as I engage with what's in front of me." The ability to engage with what's in front of you should be one of your final goals. All this means is that you allow your mind to be occupied by whatever task is at hand. Anxiety may be right next to you, nagging you and trying to get your attention, but you don't let it stop you from living. It's not that you are distracting yourself from anxiety. It's more that you are not letting anxiety distract you from life. Keep in mind this important truth. Idleness is the enemy of recovery. If you want to get better, you can't allow idle time into your life. Instead, you will think of ways to always be fully engaged with things that are important and matter to you. What's important to you? I bet the people in your life are important, but anxiety takes your attention away from them. It distracts you from your kids and significant other. It pulls your thoughts inwards when you should be focusing on the conversation at hand. Social anxiety is very inwardly focused. You become highly aware of how you are coming across. You constantly think about your body, your words, your actions. Avoid this pull inward by fully attending to the person in front of you. Remember that everyone is flawed in their own unique way, so instead of feeling less than them, think about how can you be of service to them. Think about how you can enjoy them. Think about how you can relate in an authentic way with them. Consider two or three people in your life you would like to better attend to. Make a commitment to be more focused on them than on yourself today. The same concept can help you fully engage in work or activities you enjoy. Think of two or three important or enjoyable tasks that need your attention. Make a commitment to not let anxiety stop you from completing each one to the fullest. As you engage with life today, anxiety will do its best to intrude. And this is okay and completely normal. When this happens, acknowledge it's there. Accept its uncomfortable presence. Then gently turn your attention back to the person or task at hand. As you do this, you are learning an important lesson. You are learning that you are strong enough to withstand anxious discomfort and still engage in life at the same time. You are courageous enough to feel anxiety and still do what you want to do. This is what recovery feels like. It's still a little uncomfortable, but it's also very good. And the more you practice, the more the discomfort will fade into the distance. The more you engage with life, the more you will begin to forget about your anxiety for short and then long periods of time. Until one day, anxiety stops being a reality and becomes a distant memory.